a report that last week, Old Mutual Insurance, saying that for its clients in certain provinces who drive certain makes of vehicles, they have to install a vehicle tracking system because of the profile of either that province and the profile of that vehicle being the target of car thieves and syndicates. They either have to take and install those vehicle tracking devices or suffer the consequences of a very, very high premium. Been plenty of issues when it comes to vehicle thefts and hijackings. Insurers now insisting that certain vehicles be installed with tracking devices. Just how legal within the practice of the insurance industry is this? Christelle Fourie is the CEO of Army, who are the underwriting managers of insurance companies. She joins us now. In terms of rules and regulations, even consumer legislation, Christelle, can certain insurance companies say, based on the profile of where you live, in which province you reside, based on the profile of the vehicle, we are going to say that unless you install a vehicle tracking device into your car, we're either not going to insure you or we're going to fix a very, very high premium to your vehicle. Good morning.
Morning, Lester. It's Christelle Coleman. I must just
apologies.
I've been the surname for a long time.
So my apologies.
My poor husband.
Thank you so much, Christelle.
Good morning. Good morning, Lester. So, you know, actually, tracking devices have been a requirement in the South African insurance market since the late 90s. Mm. I've been in the industry long enough to remember when we had a major problem in the early 2000s with vehicle theft and hijacking when it started coming out. And then the requirement for tracking devices became quite, you know, acceptable. As an industry, working with the tracking installation companies, we've managed to, by and large, get hijacking and theft of vehicles sort of under control. But there's been a massive spike of hijacked vehicles and stolen vehicles in recent times. It's been all over the media. And almost all insurance companies have made their requirements for the installation of tracking devices. As you mentioned, in certain areas and for those high-risk vehicles, a requirement, a minimum requirement. It's not that much different from insisting on an alarm to be installed in your home to have home contents insurance cover. Alisa, I just want to mention something here. You know, insurance companies get a bad rap so often when it comes to these sort of requirements. But to the listeners out there and to all of us who own vehicles, if an insurance company is saying to you that they won't cover your vehicle for a theft risk or they will put a very high premium on it because they think it's going to be stolen, then you as the driver and the owner should be concerned because there's a personal threat to your safety if you don't have that device installed. And over the years, I have had so many instances where, you know, someone has been hijacked and the relief when you realize that that vehicle has got a tracking device on and we can work with the tracking companies to recover the vehicle and possibly help that person to safety. It's huge.
And it's because
it's not just about.
So, and it's because the insurance industry has the data to say this is a vehicle which is sought after by car thieves and syndicates. You live in an area that, based on police statistics, has a high rate of car theft for this particular vehicle. They have the data to say, and as you say, you are a target if your car matches those specifications.
Absolutely. So it's vehicle makes. There's even certain colors of vehicles that are more attractive. You know, these syndicates have got shopping lists of cars that they go after, and no one is safe. So it is, you know, my advice to you is what my son actually drives. Now in hindsight, I can kick myself, my young son. He's got one of the high risk vehicles. Tracking devices are installed. If something happens to him, I want that car to be recovered. So don't see this as just the insurance companies being difficult again. Mm-hmm. And you must also remember, as the insurance industry, we don't just have the data. The tracking companies also have the data. So we work together to identify what are the problem vehicles and how can we work together to mitigate this risk. But insurance companies fundamentally have the duty to manage the pool of premium that they get paid by their policyholders so that there's enough money in the pool to pay the claims. You know, that's the concept of insurance, the contributions of the many to pay the losses of the few. And this has become a massive problem, these thefts and hijackings. So it has to be managed by the insurance industry. And a very simple way to do it is just to say, let's take proactive risk management measures and make sure that we can recover these vehicles.
I appreciate the risk that the insurance industry takes, and you use the principle of the many subsidizing or protecting or for the payout of the few, and those who will then are in the unfortunate incident of having to require insurance to be paid out. But my thoughts largely are, do I really want an insurance company to know my exact whereabouts? Insurance company to know that, they may penalize me because when I needed to overtake five trucks on a highway that I went to 125, in a 120 zone. You know, these are certain things where I feel uncomfortable with an insurance company knowing my every move.
Absolutely, Lester. The big brother in the car, concern is something that everyone is worried about. Again, I see this from a positive perspective. Insurance companies have to treat their customers, treating customers fairly. It's a principle that's ingrained in all that we do. And you can't be, unfair towards your clients when it comes to rejection of claims. The ombudsman stands very strong on these issues. And I really do think the benefits of being safe far outweigh the possibility of a claim being rejected because you overtook someone on the highway. Those are very, very few and far between. And it's not something that I think you should be concerned about. If you are a good corporate citizen of South Africa, you drive by the rules. Remember that the tracking companies don't just have access to that incident. You know, it's your driving behavior as a whole. And if you are a good driver, you've got nothing to fear. Honestly, it's an extreme example that in my opinion is not something that you should be concerned about. You should be concerned about the safety that you as an individual have on the roads of South Africa, and it is genuinely very, very serious.
The provinces that are affected particularly by the new rules by Old Mutual insure is Gauteng, KZN, Limpopo, Free State, Mpumalanga, Northwest. Does not apply to vehicles in Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, and also then surrounding neighboring countries, Botswana, Namibia. But what are the vehicles that we're talking about? You mentioned the vehicle of your son, and in hindsight you probably shouldn't have maybe acquired that particular vehicle, but what vehicles are we talking about that are at high risk?
You know, it's the usual suspects that we've seen over the years. It's the Toyota Hiluxes, the Prados, the Fortuners. It's in the media, so I'm not saying something that's unfair towards these vehicle manufacturers. You know, let's rather say what are the safe cars? Volvos, for instance, are very safe.
Car.
And yes, but it's not that attractive to the syndicates who take these vehicles over the borders. And that's obviously why certain provinces are more at risk. And these syndicates take these vehicles over the borders and they disappear into other countries where they get sold. So I would really, if you are at the point of buying a car, just Google top hijacked vehicles in South Africa or ask your insurance company, what are the cars on your list? And, you know, be aware of the fact that not only is there a higher risk to you as a person, but you will probably pay a higher insurance premium and you will probably have to pay for a tracking device and the monitoring, the installation of the tracking device and the monitoring. And I've heard of some insurers, it's not that unusual, asking for two tracking devices to be installed. I was reading blogs about 4x4 drivers, those who love their cars, they don't want their cars to be stolen, who sometimes have three tracking devices installed because the criminals know that
there may be a trafficking device, they know where to find it, and they'll pull that out, but they'll be
So they get to the one, and then at least the tracking company can recover that vehicle or find that vehicle before they get to the second one and even the third one. And unfortunately, these are the circumstances that we live under in South Africa. And the best thing that we can do is to do what we can to manage our personal risk exposures. Look at the cars that you're buying. If you want to take the chance on the high-risk vehicle, make sure that you install those tracking devices. And also, Yes, I live in Cape Town, so maybe I'm not that worried, but we also have hijackings and vehicles stolen in the Western and the Southern and Eastern Cape. It's just not as frequent as it is in the high risk and provinces. And Lester, we are the leaders in the world when it comes to the tracking industry because of this problem that we have in South Africa. I mean, we like to be proud of something that we're very good at, but it's a bit of a strange one, you know. But the technology is good.
Christelle, just very quickly, a quick question from a listener. They want to know if I already have a tracking device, by how much, in terms of percent-wise, could I, while I'm on the phone with a consultant, by how much could I, when getting a new insurance provider, perhaps negotiate a lower premium? What discount could you
Oh,
get
that's
if I
a
already?
tough one. I would say that the rule of thumb around 10%. And your saving on your premium should at least make up for the 180 rand a month or whatever it is that you pay for the monitoring for the recovery of the vehicle. So depending on the value of the car and you know, all those factors get taken into account, also where you are based, you know, which
All
province
sorts
and
of
that
factors.
and whether it's a big engine car or a you know a smaller vehicle, all those things get taken into account.
Christelle Coleman, she's the CEO of Army Underwriting Managers that work very closely with the insurance industry. Really appreciate your time. 021-446-0566.